Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk.
Welcome into Coffee Break. I'm Troy Shockley. Thanks for joining us today. I do appreciate that. And we're kicking off a show on a starting to be winter morning with Pheasants Forever. Kirk Miller's here. He's the chapter president. We've also got Shelley Miller. She's the banquet chair. I'm going to just call her the banquet boss because I like that. And we're talking Pheasants Forever, but specifically we're talking about it's a local Headwaters chapter. Is it 563?
Yes.
Is that right? Is that the number?
Yep.
Okay. Well, thanks for coming in, guys. We were kind of laughing before the show. We've tried to get these guys in the studio at the same time for a couple years now.
Yeah, we've, you know, this morning we both called each other to make sure that we both had the day right. So.
We've had one, and then we had the other, and now we've got both. Quite a treat this morning. Let's go down the line and introduce yourself a little bit, Kirk, and explain, just give folks a little bit of your story and who you are and what you do.
Sure. My name is Kirk Miller. I'm president of the Headwaters chapter of Pheasants Forever. We generally cover Lewis and Clark and Broadwater counties, but we do projects, support projects elsewhere in the state. Pheasants Forever is a national habitat organization. We create, restore, and preserve habitat focused on upland birds around the state. And we have our fundraiser coming up Friday.
Yeah.
Our annual fundraiser.
That's where Shelley comes in, right?
Yep.
Correct.
So tell folks about yourself a little bit.
Thanks. My name's Shelley Murphy, and I have been heavily involved with the Pheasants Forever for probably about 8 or 9 years. I'm a past president of our chapter as well, and within about the last 7 years, I've taken over the banquet chair role. So this time of year, I live, eat, sleep, and breathe the Pheasants Forever banquet.
Right.
So,
Kirk, how long have you been doing this, like in some form or fashion involved with Pheasants Forever?
About 4 years that I've been actively involved here. I had moved back to Montana from Boise, Idaho, and was involved down there just as a member. But it's been really the last 4 years, and I think the second meeting I was there, Shelley grabbed me and said, "You'd make a good president, so I don't have to."
And just like that.
Just like that. It's like, don't show up for a meeting and you get elected, you know, that one, that kind of drill.
Well, so why be involved? And maybe this is a question for either one of you or both of you. Why be involved with Pheasants Forever in Helena, where it's a community where there's so many things that you can choose to be involved with. There's so many things you can get outside and just do rather than sit in meetings.
Sure.
Why is this something that's important enough for you to give up time and energy to devote to?
Well, the organization, the national organization's tagline is the Habitat Organization, because if you create or restore or improve habitat for pheasants, you're improving habitat for a wide range of wildlife, whether it's deer, whether it's small animals, whether it's rabbits, you know, other birds. It's just one of those things that the characteristics of pheasant habitat are good for a wide range of birds.
So it's an ecological domino effect there.
Yeah, it really is. You know, when you're out in the areas where we've done work, you know, you kick deer out of there, you see foxes, you see lots of different wildlife. So it kind of has a multiplying effect. And the other great thing about Pheasants Forever is they allow the local chapters to keep their money. So if we go raise money, we spend it here. So you really see the effect of your hard work.
Yeah, that's a little bit unique to Pheasants Forever, right?
It is. A lot of the organizations have to send their money back to National, and National decides how much they get back. But we control everything. And so we sometimes decide to send money to National for a specific cause. We support the National No Child Left Indoors program, which works to get kids outside. And so we send National money to help them with that program. We help National buy the Teton Ranch property, which is up near Denton. And it was a couple hundred acre purchase. And so we kicked in about $12,000 to that. And that's now block management, open to everybody to walk, hunt, fish, whatever.
Yeah, so that benefits the entire state.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Shelley, how about you? I mean, why is this something? Because you've been involved with this for quite a while in various forms, and it sounds like sort of elected to take on the role of banquet boss. Why is this important to you?
So for me, I got into pheasant hunting because of my love for the dogs and watching my dogs work. And I wanted to be able to figure out a way to give back to those birds and the habitat that we go out and hunt in. And it just made sense to get involved with our local Pheasants Forever chapter, where they were promoting habitat conservation. And so I got involved just as a member level at first, and then became the president, and then took on a banquet co-chair role, and then eventually turned into the banquet chair. I feel I'm really passionate about it. Everybody that knows me knows I'm a crazy bird hunter lady, but it's more so about giving back and promoting what to our kids what we want them to do. We want them to get out. We want them to be in the great outdoors. Everybody in Montana is a big game hunter, it seems mm-hmm. like. And pheasant hunting is kind of a cliche gentleman's sport. And trying to get youth involved in that aspect of it has also been a fun challenge for me as well. So we do, our chapter supports a local community member here that sits on the National Youth Leadership Council of Pheasants Forever as well. And then we also have recently got involved with the 4-H shooting sports organizations. We host a youth hunt annually. And so for me, I think I'm passionate about it from that aspect, is getting more kids involved, getting more females involved, and showing them what a fun sport this is. And really, if you love your dogs, which most of us women do, it's so much fun to go out there and watch them work.
Yeah. Shelley Murphy and Kirk Miller here with Pheasants Forever. They've got a banquet coming up. And you mentioned, Shelley, and Kirk, you mentioned it too, getting the kids involved and, you know, youth hunts and initiatives and that sort of thing. As much as habitat is a focus for Pheasants Forever, getting younger people involved seems to be sort of, if that's 1A, the youth is 1B, right?
Yeah, it really is. And we're a graying organization like many other organizations. So it's important to the organization, but we also see it as, you know, a great value to kids growing up. You know, when I was growing up, I spent a lot of time outdoors, but not hunting as much as hiking, skiing, fishing, as other things. I'm what they call a adult onset hunter, even though my dad hunted growing up in Idaho. So we just see that as the earlier we can get kids involved, the you know better off their lives can be. We really think it's positive.
Yeah,
the problem solving that comes with having to go out in the field and figure out where are the pheasants and how do I get them in a position where I might get a shot that's a good skill, as well as just kind of seeing what the world outside the city limits has to offer.
How big is our chapter here?
You, we were just talking about that beforehand. It's somewhere in the vicinity of 300 okay. members. The national organization is 149,000 members.
Okay. And then as we talked about, I mean, there is, of course, that umbrella organization, the national organization, but everything, all money raised locally inside our region's chapter stays here. And then you have to find projects for that money, right? I know you've done some work out at like Canyon Ferry and places like that.
Yeah. So the Canyon Ferry Wildlife Management Area, which is wraps around the south end of the lake, we do plantings of trees and shrubs. Last year we did weed management. Now they're kind of moving over and going to start planting what they call brood strips, which are the grasses for a lot of animals to go nest in. That'll be kind of focus over the next few years. We provide money for seed and plantings up at Freeze Out Lake. We also support a program called Precision Agriculture, which is where we have biologists and technical people meet with landowners and say, evaluate their farmland and say, you know, here are areas where you're basically breaking even on this land, or maybe even losing money because it's not great quality for growing your crops. Let's come in and we can find federal programs to help you convert that over to habitat so you aren't losing money mm-hmm. on it, and you're getting some advantages of either grants or tax advantages of converting to habitat. And and still having the same revenue or better revenue as a as an ag producer.
Yeah, very cool. We're talking Pheasants Forever this morning. We got Kirk Miller and Shelly Murphy in the studio. And you've got a banquet coming up. This, Shelly, just a few days away, right? It's Friday?
Yes, Friday. Doors open at 5.
So all the money raised at the banquet stays here. Who is this banquet for? I mean, is it just members? Is it people that are interested about it? I mean, who can show up?
We would love to see everybody's smiling faces at that banquet. We welcome everybody. You do not have to be a member to come. Obviously, it helps the entire organization if you purchase a membership, but you do not have to. We have tons of silent auction items. We have a big live auction. We have raffles and games. We have, you can win a two-person guided Montana upland game bird hunt to Beretta A400s to a set of $1,000-plus tires for any vehicle you
want.
You're
making a pretty good Christmas list here is what you're doing.
Yeah, we have something for everybody. Something for kids, something for the ladies, and of course, all of the sportsmen's and manly guys out there, so we'd love to see everybody.
So lots of that stuff in the silent auction? Is that how it is? Or?
We have a live auction. We've got over 20 items in the live auction. I've got about 60-plus items in the silent, and then we have 12 or 13 different games or raffles going on as the doors open and as we prepare for dinner. So lots of opportunity to donate some money for a great cause and get involved. We've seen an uptick in the number of kids that have been coming over the years. So we have a table set up for kids with swag and, you know, the cool pop sockets and some fun stuff for the kids, along with the 4-H shooting sports will be there. So there is literally something for every generation. You can bring the whole family, and we're very family friendly.
So this is happening Friday. Where's it going to be at?
It's at the Delta Hotel,
okay,
which is the old Colonial.
Right.
And doors open at 5. We usually eat dinner about 7, and then we wrap it up by 10:30 typically.
Okay. What's on the menu?
We have a braided salmon and pork loin on the menu this week.
I like that.
It sounds really that, good with cheesecake for dessert.
Well, there you go. You're checking all the boxes here. And so there's live auction, silent auction, there's games, there's raffles. What's the big prize?
I would say we've actually had some folks buy tickets even from out of state, but the big upland game bird hunt that's a guided hunt is a pretty big draw. And
yeah,
of course, we've got a really nice Beretta A400 shotgun as well. So those are probably the eye candy of the entire evening.
So for people
you're forgetting my 6-course dinner for six that I
oh wow
oh, off. Yes, you know, and I'm that's been very popular.
And there are a lot of non hunting related. We mm-hmm. have we have tables there of people who don't hunt. That we have a scholarship fundraising event for a gentleman who passed away, and his friends buy a table every year and come and bid on the auction item that goes to a scholarship that's in his name. And so we have non-hunters there. You know, as I said, we have the dinner, we have a golf weekend, we have a Carroll College game and swag package. And so we have quite a few.
Yeah. Well, and that fits, right? Because as you said, I mean, the work that you're out there doing is benefiting anybody that likes the outdoors.
Yep.
In many, many ways. So for people that are interested in joining, we've got a few minutes left. What does being a member of Pheasants Forever mean? Like what do you have to do? Are there meetings? What's all involved once you're a member?
So we do have meetings during banquet planning season. We are fairly committed with weekly meetings, but the rest of the year we try to get together for some fun days. We usually try to get together as a chapter and do an end of the year hunt during pheasant season. We do habitat work days. Anything that members want to do, we try to support. We don't require a lot of time commitments other than banquet season, and that's just as you can make it. We would take all the help we can get for any sort of banquet planning. So it's not a huge commitment of time, and we would welcome anybody that wants to participate in that as well.
Okay. And then I imagine there's a cost involved to being a member of Pheasants Forever. What is that?
$35 for $65 for an individual membership, and then there's also costs for what we call rooster boosters, which is your kids if they want to get involved.
Sure. But affordable.
It's super affordable, yeah.
Yeah, and they get you a magazine, quarterly magazine, which is talks about strategies for improving habitats, talks about projects that are being done around the country, talks about the youth programs, and then also has, you know, some of the hunt stories. There's a section on dogs, of course. So you get that magazine as well. You get a nifty hat, you know.
Oh, well, there you go. that's the cherry on top. If people want to find out about that, before we ask that, tickets to the banquet, are they still available?
They are.
Okay.
We will take walk-ins at the door as well.
Okay. So how much are tickets for that?
If you just want the meal, it's $35. If you want a meal and a membership, then we have varying costs.
Okay.
Depending on what you want to purchase and how many you want to purchase. But it's $35 for a meal at the door.
Okay. So if people want to find out information about your points, I don't want to skip it over there. Kirk, what do you got?
Well, I'm just saying, if you want to just call and buy tickets, you can call 202-2360 to buy tickets. If you want more information, our chapter website is Headwaters PF563. So that's Headwaters PF for Pheasants Forever, 563.org.
And that's what I was going to ask you anyway. So
yeah.
And we're on Facebook ready. Too.
Oh, well, there you go.
On Facebook too. Headwaters Pheasants Forever will get you on.
Okay, fantastic. Guys, thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you for
And coming
us.
In at the same time. It's so great to have both of you here in the studio. We've been talking with Shelley Murphy. She's the banquet chair for Pheasants Forever. Kirk Miller is the chapter president. They've got their annual fundraising banquet coming up. It's Friday over at the Delta Hotel. And that door's open at 5. All right, so get on over there. Good food, good fun, and a great cause. Stick around. We've got more Coffee Break coming up right after this. I just wanted to step away from the show for a few seconds to tell you that if you miss an episode, you can always catch up. We're on iTunes, so find our show there or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Local and area events, city, state, and national officials, your neighbors doing incredible things. We talk to them all on Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk.
In today's always-on world, your business demands a simpler approach to network security. At Blackfoot Communications, we deliver state-of-the-art security solutions, from the perimeter to endpoint devices and remote data backup, for businesses across Montana. Ensure your company's network is online all the time. For more information, visit goblackfoot.com/security.
Welcome back into Coffee Break. Thanks for sticking around this morning. Cliff Meese from the Illegal Tender Pub and Bistro finishing off the show. Cliff, how are you?
I'm doing well, Troy. Thanks for having me in.
Yeah, I appreciate you coming by. I appreciate you hanging out while we talked pheasant.
Yeah, I love pheasant. It's fun to...
Yeah, Cliff's now trying to figure out how he's going to prepare his pheasant for dinner. We've got the wheels spinning now.
I have some in the freezer.
Yeah.
That's true.
How are things going out at the Legal Tender?
They're going well. They're going well. A lot of things. Next week, actually, we're rolling out some daily specials. We've still got our weekend breakfast. Have you been in for the salmon eggs Benedict yet?
I haven't, and I need to.
Or the cinnamon roll French toast.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
It's actually
amazing.
Cinnamon roll cut in half, made into French toast. It's delicious. You need some coffee to cut the sugar.
Yeah, and I'll have to go to the gym for about an hour and a half afterwards.
That too, but
which is not necessarily a bad thing anyway. I probably got to do that anyway. But because you have added the brunch for the last little bit. Sounds like that thing's going well.
It's going well. I think the community is accepting it. So we're happy about that.
So we should probably let people know just where you guys are located before we get too deep into this.
Well, the Legal Tender, we're down in Clancy, just off the interstate.
Yeah, you can't miss it.
You can't miss it, yeah.
Yeah. So you do something that we've talked about on the show before. For those that have missed it, you have a history dinner series. This has been something – been incredibly well-received.
It has been. We've been selling out. We sold out last month. So we love history and we love food down at the Legal Tender. So we bring in a speaker who an expert on some Montana – generally Montana-themed history topic, and we theme a dinner with it. And so we eat dinner and learn about some local history.
Yeah, and this thing is just – it seems like it's going to keep on – going and growing, getting, better and better, right?
It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah. So the history dinner idea, I know you started this thing out as a, the history lecture, but yeah, change that wording up. That's
that was advice from Troy. Lecture is scary. So we backed off on the lecture. Now it's just a history dinner. That's benign.
Yeah. It's history and dinner. Those are two things that aren't scary. There's no scantrons or essay questions
right,
at the end.
Right. No questions at the end.
Yeah. But, so the new one that you've got on tap, it's Yankees and Rebels on the Upper Missouri, is that right?
Right. So this month, February 20th, we have Ken Robison coming in. I think he's out of Great Falls, but he's a local author, Montana author. And so one of his recent books is Yankees and Rebels on the Upper Missouri. So I'm really excited about it. You know, after the Civil War, there was a kind of an exodus from the South and from even the North from after the battles, they headed to Montana to make it rich in the
find
gold
somewhere
fields.
New. Yeah. So this one, that's a very broad topic. Do you know, are we going to zero in on like incidents or people?
I think he has, it's kind of tied in with his book, but so he picks out some individuals. One of the stories, he mentioned the legend that Jesse and Frank James came to Montana territory. And so I haven't been through his talk yet. So
you haven't been through the lecture yet.
Yeah. Lecture, yeah.
Yeah, Ken Robison, for folks that don't know, I mean, he has, you're right, he's got multiple books. He's a historian up in Great Falls, Cascade County. He's at the Preservation Commission, does a lot of stuff. He was actually I was digging into him. He's a retired Navy captain, okay. Worked in Naval Intelligence. So he's probably got a lot of stories that he can't tell us.
Right.
But yeah, he's got Confederates in Montana is one of the books he wrote, Montana Territory and the Civil War. He's got World War I in Montana. I mean, the guy's written a lot of history books about Montana.
One thing he mentioned is the little told story of the African Americans in Montana right after the war. And he talks about Mattie Kastner should be called the mother of Belt. So I don't know the history there. I'm excited to hear.
Yeah, so there's going to be a lot. And that's got to be fun for you because you bring in these things that the topic sounds interesting. And I imagine part of this is, hey, I want to learn more about that.
That's absolutely how this started. I love history.
So you can bring in these people that, have the stories that you want to hear. And the assumption is, hey, if I want to know about it, other people probably do too.
Right. And so we lined up, Ken, we said, hey, can you come February 20th? That works. All right. What should we feed him, Ken? What goes with your talk? So he lined
Yeah, because
us
you
up.
Theme the dinner.
Yeah.
Right?
So we've got cornbread, black eyed peas and pork, Southern pork. So, Ken gave that the okay. That's a good Southern meal to honor the rebels who came to Montana after the war.
Yeah, anybody serving pork is high on my list. Southern pork. I mean, I guess are we doing like barbecue or are we doing smoked? What are we doing with this?
Yeah, the specifics on the pork, I'm not clear on. That's Rusty, our chef.
That's
down
that's
there.
The he's, chef's job.
He's also a Southern boy.
So it's gonna be done right.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing.
Yeah. So and this is we should mention we're talking with Cliff Meese this morning. Got a couple minutes left. He's out at the Legal Tender in Clancy, and they've got their history dinner coming up here. It's on the 20th, you said?
On the 20th.
Okay. And this is always run in part as a fundraiser.
Right. So this month we selected St. Andrew's School. St. Andrew's has their Emerald Isle auction mm-hmm. coming up on the 22nd. So we kind of thought we'd tie in with that. They're doing some good things here in the community. We have actually a coworker of mine, his daughter, She's a cancer survivor, and she's a student there at St. Andrews. So
that's fantastic! Really,
Jim, little shout out to Jim Greer.
There you go. Yeah, and there that Emerald Isle, they always have fantastic items up for auction and that sort of thing. That's a great event.
That's a good event. Yes.
Yeah. So this is a fundraiser for St. Andrews, and that's a cool thing. Tickets are needed for this though, right?
Yeah,
people can't just show up.
Right. We've been selling out. So even I think last month we were like a It was sold out early, so call down there or stop in. That the best way to do it is go down, get a beer, get a sandwich, and get your ticket right then.
That's the way to do it. How much are tickets for this?
$25.
Okay, and that gets you the fancy dinner and the history lesson.
Dinner and history lesson. We have a themed drink. I don't remember what the drink is, but that's a separate purchase. But
okay.
Anyway.
Yeah, it's going to be a really cool event. And again, it's coming up out at the Legal Tender in Clancy. It's on February 20th. What time is this?
6:30 p.m.
Okay.
And usually runs for about an hour, go a little over sometimes.
Right.
We get having fun, so.
Yeah, so tickets, as Cliff said, tickets for this thing are going. I know folks in our listening area like to wait till last minute or even show up the night of events and pick up tickets. That's not going to work here.
Don't wait. It's not worth the risk.
Yeah. I mean, he needs to know how much pork to make anyway. We need to know how much dinner to make for this thing. So, Cliff, thanks for coming in, man. I appreciate it. Lots of stuff always going on out there at the Legal Tender. And once again, they do have brunch now. So you can swing on by out there. It's on my list. I feel like I never wake up in time.
Well, the brunch runs until 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So
I get up really early every other day, Cliff. I like sleeping in when I can.
For prime rib hash, it's worth getting up.
You know what? You might have just bumped that up the list. I'll set my alarm. That's all the time we have for Coffee Break this morning. If you missed any of the information, either with Cliff or with the folks from Pheasants Forever, just shoot me an email and I'll connect you with the right folks. It's troy@montanaradio.com. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow, same time. Right now, we've got the latest from ABC News. I'm Troy Shockley, and that's it for Coffee Break today. Be sure to check us out on iTunes. Head on over. Give us a review there. That's always much appreciated. Or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you back here tomorrow.